45 minutes after 3 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch with you. Matt Douglas will join me in hour number two. Half hour short today. Girls basketball coming your way. Tournament action at 5:30. Lorraine taking on Midview. Tim Alcorn will have the call for you on that one. That's one of many tournament games coming your way throughout the course of the week and into the weekend as well. But we welcome in our very first guest on today's show. She was with us last year to talk about the Ignite the Night presentation with the Spark Theater for Youth. Rachel Enderizzi joining us right now. Rachel, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Well, let's talk about it. March 2nd, Ignite the Night. I know this is a big fundraiser, really cool event where you guys celebrate an evening full of some of Lorain County's best artists. Tell us all about this cool show.
That's true. This is our second annual Ignite the Night fundraiser. And our first one was last year, also at the Elyria Performing Arts Center. And that's where it is again this year. So we bring together all kinds of artists from Lorain County and a little bit outside. There's a couple people, I think, from Cuyahoga in there this year as well. So we have singers, we have dancers, visual artists, and actors and musicians as well. So it's a big mix. Some of these people, actually quite a few of the performers, are born and raised in Elyria or around Lorain County and are off doing other things. They're coming in for this event from New York and LA to perform and to be here with us. So we're really excited to bring them back home for a weekend.
Very cool stuff. Now tell us about some of these folks who are coming back in. You mentioned so many different genres there as well. Tell us about some of the folks who will be at the event.
Sure. So one of our main organizers, kind of even maybe a producer, I would call her, is Nicole Corris, and she is a 2002 Elyria High School graduate, a professional actor and singer. She's been working a lot on cruise ships the past couple years, and she lives in New York, so she's been helping to organize a lot of this talent, and she'll be coming in for the event. So she'll be performing along with her husband. Her husband's a piano player, and she's a great cabaret singer. And then another Elyria High School graduate, Melissa Crum, I'm really excited, is joining us this year. She actually currently still lives in Northeast Ohio in the Cleveland area, and she has recently written a new musical called It's Okay and Other Helpful Lies, and they produced that down at the Cleveland Public Theater last season. And she is going to come and perform a couple of numbers from that new musical.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like a pretty interesting collection of folks. And I think it's interesting, too, how you guys were able to put together so many different kinds of very, very successful artists in so many forms and fashions. And tell us how that process works. It sounds like it's got to be a pretty, I don't want to say exhausting process, but it's got to be a very, very challenging process to get all these folks to come back.
That is true. It has been challenging, but everybody's been really excited about it and willing to make it work. So we have people that, even if they can't physically be here for the event, a lot of them have sent in videos of their work or about, you know, what Lorain County and the arts have meant for them and what they're up to today. So that's really neat. People from New York, one of former Elyria residents, Ryan Downey, he has a theater company out in Brooklyn. So he sent us a little video about his company and some clips of what they're doing, and wishes us well, and hopefully he'll join us another year. So a lot of things like that, which is really great.
Very cool. Now, in addition to the performances as well, you guys also have raffles and prizes lined up too. What kinds of raffles and prizes do you have?
We do. So we have tickets to a lot of things like the Cleveland Botanical Gardens, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hoping we do have some sports tickets up for raffle as well. We have some cool gift baskets. Last year and this year as well, we have some great sponsors. Sibling Revelry Brewery, so they're doing some baskets, and this year we even have a Vitamix to raffle off and some real interesting different prizes. We have some local artwork as well. That was a big seller last year, and we've got some of that again this year.
Awesome stuff. So from one spectrum to the other, right?
Yeah.
Vitamix and beers, right?
Exactly. Everything you need.
Something for everybody. No question about it.
That's
again,
true.
Rachel Enderizzi with the Spark Theater for Youth joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And you mentioned that this is a fundraiser for you guys as well. And this is an event that comes off extraordinarily fun for everybody that attends, but it allows you to do a lot of different things and a lot of wonderful things throughout the course of the year as well. For example, you guys have a number of really, really cool programs, field trips, touring theater. Tell us about these programs.
Absolutely. So basically, our mission is to bring arts, more arts, to the children in Lorain County. And we do that in a couple ways. Our biggest program is our touring theater program. So we have one-hour assemblies that go out to elementary schools and middle schools throughout the county, and they are all tied into Ohio Department of Education state standards. So last year, this program, Ignite the Night, allowed us to fund our touring production of The New Kid. So 5,600 Lorain County students got to see that play for free. It was all about English as a second language and a new kid coming to the school, a lot of great values and messages. So then this year, Ignite the Night will be funding two of our touring shows. The first one opens tomorrow, which is called Harriet Tubman, An American Moses. So this is going out to Lorain County schools, 4th to 8th graders. It's tied right into Black History Month and the history of Ohio and the Underground Railroad. And then in May, we have another show called The Fisherman and His Wife for some of the younger students, and that's for kindergarten through third graders. And that's a Grimm's fairy tale adapted in a really fun way that gets the kids excited about storytelling and fables, and also has a good message about greed and sharing. So that's a main program that Ignite the Night goes to fund. But then in addition to that, we do have classes. We have some after-school classes at Keystone Elementary. And this fall, we were able to also do free classes at South Rec right here in Elyria. And that was funded also by the City of Elyria and the block grant. So we were really, really grateful for that.
Awesome. Very good stuff. And now along those same lines too, you guys have community development, cultural growth. I know that's a huge part of what you guys do as well. I want to kind of give you an opportunity to expand on that.
Absolutely. So one of my, this would be a long-term goal or a vision for the company is to really have, you know, a safe place and a fun place for families and kids here in Elyria, and to hopefully become an economic driver for this area. What I noticed is, you know, I grew up here and after went away to college and have been working in the arts for the last 15 years, but it was really hard for me to do it here, so I haven't been able to come back. And I started finding a similar experience with everyone else I know who grew up here and now works professionally in the arts or in the nonprofit world even, that the closest that some of these people are in Cleveland or Columbus, but most of them are much further away from here. And I thought that was a shame. I said, we need to bring some opportunities back to the city and bring some of these people back. So part of that mission is being accomplished with the Ignite the Night, even if it's bringing them back one weekend a year, and then hopefully growing into some more opportunities to bring them back full time, or, you know, for a couple weeks, or to come and do some of these projects and outreach with the schools and the students here. But right now we're a remote company, meaning all of our programming is in an outreach fashion. So we go out to the schools, we use facilities like South Rec and partner with existing organizations. And down the road, I would love to have our own permanent home and a place that they can come to us and we can go to them.
Makes it a lot better and a lot easier when you have a home base, right?
It does, yeah. This is,
well,
true.
And you had mentioned that, you know, a lot of the folks that you have kind of experienced some of this with, they're oftentimes further away than Cleveland and Columbus, right?
Right.
Why do you think it is? They go so far away.
You know, that's a good question. I think that, you know, good or bad, a lot of the arts organizations are only centered in larger cities, for the most part. Certainly I'm generalizing, but you'll find these clusters, you know, even in Cleveland, we have clusters of theater and of music venues, and then they just dwindle out as you get to the suburbs and even less as you get to some rural areas. So I find a lot of these students, even in places in Lorain County like LaGrange and Medina, that they are traveling pretty far to get some of this programming, or some of these schools, that if they want these kids to see a show, then they have to get a bus and they have to go to Cleveland, which isn't that far. But when you think about the school day and loading these kids up and then driving there, unloading, you know, that's adding a good hour to this field trip that doesn't need to be there. It's just travel. So it's that expense and that time that's really, really valuable for teachers. So we try and eliminate that and just bring everything to them and make it a little bit simpler that way right now.
And it also seems like Ignite the Night's a terrific opportunity, and it really is a pretty cool experience for the kids, too, because you talk about how you have a lot of folks who have roots to the area. They go on, do they do great things at other places, but they're kind enough to come back and spend some time coming back here. I would imagine that that's a really valuable experience for the kids, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really, really invaluable, and it's really great to just see all of that in one place. I know last year one of the my favorite parts of the evening of Ignite the Night was at the end. All of the performers of the night got up and we did a big finale number together. And it included everyone from the Elyria High School current Madrigal Choir through retired teachers, band and orchestra and drama teachers from Elyria High School. And you have, you know, two or three generations of people that came from Elyria High School and everybody in between right there on stage singing together. And it was just a really, really neat, neat way to bring everybody together, I thought.
That's really cool. Really cool stuff. Well, Rachel, before we let you go, want to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners out there where they can go to get tickets. Tickets are still available, right?
Tickets are still available. They are on sale at our website, which is sparktheaterforyouth.org. And that's a little tricky because it's Spark Theater, spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, and then the number four. So sparktheaterforyouth.org. And you can also find us on Facebook, and you can buy tickets there as well.
Very cool. Ignite the Night, March 2nd, Elyria Performing Arts Center.
Yep.
Awesome stuff. Rachel, this is a lot of fun. I'm glad you came all the way back from Florida to enjoy this with us. I
mean, me
hopefully
too.
You brought some of that sunshine from Florida as well.
I'm trying.
Well, the sun is peering through the studio here, too, so you're doing something, right?
Good.
Right, we're off to a good start.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on, Rachel. Much appreciated. Again, Rachel Enderizzi joining us from the Spark Theater for Youth. Don't forget to check out March 2nd, Ignite the Night at the Elyria Performing Arts Center.